And if you want to move so that you can see the story, that was fine with us. I know the choir likes to move. This box is gold and it looks like a very valuable present. Do you think you may know what's inside the box? Do you remember, Olivia? Yes, inside it holds a parable. And parables are very valuable, so the box is always gold. And I have to handle it with care. We're in the green and growing time. Some call it Pentecost. Some call it ordinary time. And that's why the underlay is green. Jesus. There was once someone who said such wonderful things and did such amazing things that people followed him. One day, as people were following him, he turned and said to them, "Take care. Be on your guard against all kinds of greediness, for one's life does not consist of collecting the most stuff." Then Jesus told them a parable. There was once a very rich farmer. His farm produced a lot of things. It produced so much that things were overflowing. My husband designed this small barn for this rich farmer. Oh my goodness, what a puzzle. What a puzzle, and I practiced all week. This farmer had a lot of stuff to store, right? Because his farm was so successful and it produced a huge amount. So the rich farmer thought to himself, "What am I gonna do? I don't have enough room to store all the stuff I've grown and that my workers have gathered up. There's even more stuff coming every day. What am I gonna do?" So he thought to himself and said to himself, "I know, I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna tear down my small barns." Little successes in life, they're just so precious. "And I'm gonna make really large barns to hold all my stuff." I know, it looks like a huge castle, doesn't it? See, you guys get the puzzle before I do. So he had his workers build this really large barn. Now, with this bigger barn, I will be able to store all my wheat and my produce. Wow. So the rich farmer kept everything to himself and didn't share it with any of his workers or his neighbors who were hungry. And the farmer said to himself, "Self, you've got enough stuff stashed away to do you for a very, very long time. So, I have so much invested and so much stuff. You know what I'm going to do next? I am going to relax. Take it easy, man. Lay back." And the rich farmer decided he was going to relax and he was going to eat and drink and be merry. So that's what he did. He relaxed. He ate, drank, and be married. He was really happy all by himself. Then God spoke to the rich farmer and said, "You nitwit, you fool, at this very moment, all your your stuff is putting weight on your soul. All his stuff was demanding his soul and taking control of his life. The rich farmer lived in bondage to the very things he thought would serve him. Then God said, "All these things you've stored up, who will own them after you're gone?" See, that's the way it is with people who pile up all their stuff only for themselves without giving God or their hungry neighbors or their servants even a thought. What a foolish, rich farmer, nitwit you are. So I wonder, what part of the story did you like best, Olivia?
The part where you couldn't get the
puzzle. The part where I couldn't get the puzzle. Yes.
Though I probably would have been able to get that puzzle.
What part did you like best, Jonathan?
I think probably when he's being taunted for the fact that he's basically just being a horrible person to his neighbors.
So he's being a horrible person to his neighbors. Yep.
Basically, he's being called out for it.
He's being called out for it by God. Yeah, you like that calling out part. But what do you think was most important? Yeah.
I think probably the workers, because without the workers, the farmer wouldn't really have as much stuff as he does.
That's right. The workers are a very important part. Yes?
I think, the one sentence where, where does stuff go after he was gone? Because, if he's selfish and had nobody to share with, it would just go nowhere.
Right. The stuff would go nowhere because he didn't share it when he was alive, and there's no place for it to go after he dies. So, I wonder why he was all by himself. Anybody have any ideas? Jonathan?
Because if you don't give something, you don't get something.
If you don't give something, you don't get something. And he didn't share. So, I wonder why God called him a fool or a nitwit. Yes?
Because of the selfishness, he's kind of, unintentionally ruined his life.
He unintentionally ruined his life because of his selfishness. So, I wonder, for the adults in the room, what is your legacy? What do you want to leave your family and friends? And of course, I wonder, what legacy do you want to leave St. Timothy's, your faith community? Thank you for your attention in answering our wonder questions and listening and being patient with me building this huge tower of grain. You may go back to your families.